Hey, guess what Pops gets to do this evening?
Pops being you as grandfather.
Yes.
Babysit okay. Hollis.
Kind of, yeah. Hollis on...
this is a first, right?
Well, no, I've babysat him before.
Okay, sat. Yeah.
This time, though, it's like I have complete control driving him around and stuff.
Oh, wait a second, Sam. You haven't had complete control before?
Hollis is in charge.
Yeah, that's
what I'm... when we're sitting there playing Legos or watching something, yeah. But I've never driven Hollis anywhere in a car.
Oh, you're picking him up today? Or
okay. On Wednesdays, afternoons, he has what's called ninja class.
Okay.
It's at one of the gymnastic places.
Awesome.
It's got all the padded, angular-looking things so they can bounce off this. And then they also do gymnastic stuff, too, rings and bars and, all kind of that. It's kind of like not serious gymnastics. It's just to let them...
Tumbling.
Yeah, tumbling. Let them get off some steam. But they call it ninja because that's fun.
I love
fun.
That. And the kids love that.
And I went last week and got to watch the ninja. And I'm going this week to watch the ninja. And then his dad, Sammy, my son, and Melissa, his mom, both have things to do like right in the middle of it. So they're going to drop him off. Mm-hmm. And then he's my responsibility. Yeah. So afterwards, it's still up in the air. I don't know what we're doing today.
Do you have the car seat?
Well, not yet, but I will have one.
Good.
What do I need a car seat for?
Stop. But it's...
You remember how to hook that up, don't you?
Well, Sammy's going to put
that's
it in
surgery.
My car.
Okay, good, good.
Because it's probably more advanced than it was when mine were kids.
You're going to make it extra special for him? Like, you need to.
Yeah, it's like part of me is thinking, let's go get some ice cream after ninja class.
Totally.
But I don't know if he'd eaten dinner yet, and I don't know if I'll ruin dinner.
I don't think that matters in Pop's land.
Yeah, right,
it never
exactly.
mattered when that's my mom had the kids.
That's the perk of being a grandparent. Oh. You don't need to worry about that stuff.
I can intentionally ruin dinner.
Yes.
And I get a pass because I'm grandpa.
Right. You're still in dad mind. Let that go.
Yeah.
You're Pops now.
Honestly, you're right, because I'm thinking, okay, so right after, what time do I meet y'all here, and do I need to feed him first?
No, you get to play how you want it.
I'm in the I don't care zone.
When I would pick up Taylor and Phoebe from my mom's house,
yeah.
So I had it was they were so, always so rotten, and they would be in bed eating ice cream that she brought to them.
Okay, then.
Sometimes.
So maybe we'll do ice cream, and I'll get him a bag of Sour Patch Kids to take home.
Does he come to your house at all, or are you bringing him home?
I don't think there's time to do that today. Mm. It's going to be pick him up and like do something quick, like grab a bite or something, and then drop him back off at mom and dad's.
Awesome, all sugared up.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 6:50. And coming up next, Sam has music news.
Let you know which mega artist is going to be the mega mentor on The Voice this season.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by Sky Rizzy.
We have a mega star that it will be the mega mentor on The Voice for this season.
Yeah.
He's not there yet. He will be coming April the 8th,
ready.
Eclipse Day. His name is Mr. Keith Urban.
You know why I want him to do this?
Why?
Because you get to hear him talk.
Oh.
So often we just hear him sing.
He was great on Idol.
I know.
He's a natural.
He's actually been on The Voice. He was Blake's coach,
mentor, or whatever
it is.
Oh, really?
One season, yeah. And he was on the Australian Voice a couple times.
Okay.
Down under. He's going to be the mega mentor across everybody for all the coaches. Reba, John Legend, Dan and Shay, and Chance the Rapper. He will start April the 8th.
All right.
And then for the rest of this, whoever's left on the show by then, that's who he's going to mega mentor.
Well, thank you. The Voice, you got me this season. Right there.
Big award coming for Miss Trisha Yearwood.
Good.
Now, not this Sunday, but next Sunday is CMT Awards on CBS, and they're going to give Trisha the first ever June Carter Cash Humanitarian Award.
Oh, that's wonderful.
This is for any artist that demonstrates exceptional dedication to the community and their fellow artists.
Yeah. I remember when I first discovered her. Like, it was way back. She's in love with the boy.
Yeah.
I want to say the boy in that video is Matthew McConaughey.
Yep. Oh, really?
Right. Yikes.
Very young Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
She's got a new album coming out, so she's going to also debut her new song, Put It In A Song.
Very good.
That'll be next Sunday. And if you're still looking for Taylor Swift tickets for the big Eras tour that's going to be hitting again later this year, Murphy, you'll love this. There's a warning from the Internet Crime Complaint Center.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Look out.
Also known as the IC3.
Yeah.
To watch out for a couple scams with people selling fake tickets. Number one, they said you might get a phishing email saying that there's a problem with your tickets or that there is a problem with the date, rescheduling, blah, blah, blah. It's a scam.
Yeah.
Don't click the link to figure out what's going on because You know, it's just like those ones you get that are fake FedEx ones that say, hey, there's a problem with your package.
Yeah. Log into your Ticketmaster account to verify it.
Yes.
Yeah.
The other one is you might get a DM from a friend of yours because they've hacked into Facebook accounts.
Oh, okay. Right.
Hey, this is Jody. I got an extra ticket. You need it? Oh, sure.
Don't do that online. Call Jody.
Yeah.
Or call whoever.
Jody, because that could be a scam, too. So watch out for those later this year. She's got 69 shows this year.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider next.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
I've got Yellowstone news.
What is that, Jody?
Season 5, the second part of season 5, they begin filming in the next couple of weeks. Okay?
This is the one without Kevin Costner?
That's the news. I don't think Kevin Costner's going to make it unless the fans throw a fit to have him, because the word is he would like to at least make a cameo to say farewell to his character, John Dutton. And we all want that. Thank you very much. But Kevin,
do we? I mean, not me, but y'all.
I'm not watching the show. I haven't watched the show since the second season.
If we reconnected with it, I would, because it's like, why does he just disappear? Is it going to be one of those they say something and you know he's just not there?
Thank
or what?
You. I mean, he was the reason I was watching the show.
Yeah.
I know Rip is fantastic.
I think you have
but Kevin
to.
Kevin Costner, for me, was the reason I was there. But the word is, he says he'd love to make a cameo, but he has this big, I don't know what you call it, rift. Between he and Taylor Sheridan, the creator.
Producer.
And so I don't know if they're going to be able to make that happen. The other news is this. The other two big stars of the show, Cole Hauser, who plays Rip, and Kelly Riley, who plays Beth, they are trying to get more money per episode, and they might just get it. I mean, they're negotiating for themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's why they need to bring John Dutton back. Put him in their place.
Exactly.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
The smartphone trick to test out your eclipse glasses.
Have you guys heard about the iPhone hack to test out your eclipse glasses?
No.
Hmm. What do
Not?
You, what do you do?
Okay.
Don't have an iPhone, so, you know.
I know.
I have to figure out how to do it with Android.
Just be careful, I guess. Okay, so if you have eclipse glasses.
First, you need to make sure they're actual... truly or, genuine eclipse.
They do. And we're going to tell you where to double check those and how to know if they're genuine, mm-hmm. okay, and legit. But first, the iPhone hack is put on the eclipse glasses, look directly at your flashlight on your iPhone, apparently, and it should appear really dim. Really dim. And that means they're going to work as well.
Does
That's
not
what's
sound
being
very
told.
Scientific,
it doesn't.
Does it?
I know it doesn't.
That should work on a Galaxy too, huh?
It should work on anything that has a flashlight.
I don't know why it's being touted
that.
As an iPhone hack, maybe from where it came from. Anyway.
Maybe Apple's pushing this message out there.
Yeah.
Apparently, Amazon still has plenty of certified eclipse glasses.
Certified?
Supposedly. Hmm. Right. ISO 12312-2 is what they're supposed to say to block out all but a tiny fraction of all that they're supposed to block out. I don't know about eclipse glasses. It worries me. The whole eclipse thing, looking at it, just scares me. To me, it's my eyesight, you know?
Yeah.
It makes me nervous.
I just remember as a kid doing the two paper trick, you know? One that has a hole punched in it and the other that you just hold out. And as you hold them apart, you actually can see the eclipse through that pinhole. Not looking at the sun, you're looking at the paper.
Honestly, I like that better.
Because it
was perfect.
Yeah.
It's not like you look up at the moon and the sun and it's like hazy. On a piece of paper, it was perfect. You could see it move across, and it's just like, it's perfect.
Oh my gosh.
You
I
put a hole in one
that.
Paper and then the other paper behind it.
I'm sorry, I'm having memories flood my brain right
Science
now.
Science class?
Of, well, boys at recess with that game, playing the paper game or talking about it or something. I forgot about that with regards to the eclipse. You guys are the first ones to mention this.
Well, it's the safer way to do it than looking directly at it.
Anyway, buy your eclipse glasses from a reputable retailer. And if you want to know more about that, you can go to aas.org to see, you know, what the reputable retailers are and what you're actually looking for.
Uh-huh.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Powered by Jackson Hewitt.
Number one, the search and rescue efforts in Baltimore turned into a recovery mission last night at the scene of the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Six people were working on the bridge when it was struck by that container ship, and the bridge and the workers just went into the waters below, and they just don't believe they're going to find anyone else alive at this time. And the incident was ruled an accident, nothing more. President Biden said that federal aid will come in to help repair the bridge, but it will take some time.
Yeah, that bridge is going to take a while.
Number two, Dollar Tree. Did you know they had a price cap inside of the stores at $5 being the highest price?
I thought it was a buck.
When it started years ago, it may have been a buck, but the CEO of Dollar Tree yesterday on an earnings call said, look, this is business today. They're raising the price cap in stores from 5 to 7. So the most expensive item will be 7, and that's all kinds of things, food, pet supplies, personal care items. They'll do their best. They're also shutting down about 600 stores this year. And number three, it's the story in Hollywood, and Jerry Bruckheimer says they are going to reboot Pirates of the Caribbean, but not at all with the original people.
No Johnny Depp.
No Johnny Depp, no Keira Knightley, no Orlando Bloom.
Huh.
They have so many more stories they want to tell. The rumor is that Margot Robbie may be involved.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Murphy, do you want to tell Sam about what we're going to do?
Yeah, Jody and I are going to go to a bridal event.
For what reason? You mean one of those ones where they have, you know, the limos and the photographers and all that stuff?
Well, I don't know if they have that, but I know it's about the food. So here's what's up.
We need to clarify.
We're not getting married again.
Well, we should speak our vows again at some point, right?
No, I don't
I know that's
need
not
to
your
that.
Thing, but, you know.
Speak our vows. You mean renew?
Renew, yes, right, exactly.
Mr. Formal over here.
You can speak them right now if you want.
The renewal thing, I bet you I could find the original vows I wrote for you.
Stop.
Anyway, so, but the girls
get
are
to
not,
the good story.
The girls are not getting married either. This is not about any of that.
But it is about the girls.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Taylor and Phoebe, both of them work at a catering
catering hall.
Yeah. And Taylor is the bartender, and Phoebe does hand passing.
Yeah.
Remember? I almost volunteered to fill in for her once, and she was like, please, Mom, stay away. So Taylor calls the other day and says, Mom, here's your chance, because we've never been invited to a wedding or any event at this place, but I'd love to see them in action.
Mm-hmm.
And they always want us to taste the food and whatnot. They're always bragging about it. There's a bridal event this week. If you're like, you know, and anybody can come. You buy a ticket and you can show up and you just, she said, don't eat much that day. It's tomorrow because it's so much food. We're going to go.
Yeah.
We're going to buy our tickets.
We do have to buy tickets. No employee discount.
I'm not asking for that.
No, it's fine.
I don't want to be that person.
Are you going to sign up for all the giveaways?
I don't know if there are giveaways. I don't know.
Maybe they're giving away vow renewals.
No, they're not. Here's what's up, though. It's going to be exciting because Taylor's tending bar. By the way, she told me it's cash bar. So I'm like, I'll help you out.
No problem for me. I don't drink alcohol.
Yeah. Hey, Diet Coke over here. Thanks.
But the food is apparently incredible, and they bring tons, so you can try it all.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we're not going to lie to the people about why we're there. We just want to come check it out.
We're just here for the food.
Right. We're gonna, you know,
well, you know how many times we're going to have to answer that question, though, right?
Hey, guys, when are you two getting married?
Look, Taylor is the one that invited us and said, look, this is your chance to experience this place we've been telling you about for 2 years. You know, anybody can come to this. Just buy your ticket. So we're coming.
You ought to turn it back on them. Tell everybody you're there scouting places for your daughters.
Oh, wow.
Maybe we will. Maybe then we can sign up for some stuff.
Yep.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 7:50.
Coming up next, though, Brooke has a Keep the Wow, and we've got a Peeps treat for Easter weekend. Go grab our easy Easter recipes at MurphySamAndJody.com, and I want to throw this one at you. Okay, this is not really a recipe, but a method. S'mores with Peeps. They're colorful. Yeah. They're cute. You get to smush the bunny.
Hey, while you're at it, why don't you use a peanut butter egg instead of a candy bar, chocolate, you know?
I didn't even think
of
that.
That kicks it up a notch.
Next level. That might be too sweet.
Fine.
You can do it, though. You're a s'mores maker, Sam.
Yes, I am.
All right. So check out those easy Easter recipes at MurphySamAndJody.com. Now from our Facebook and Instagram pages. This came in to us on Instagram, and it says, I know it's early for Grateful Friday, but this is about her daughter's confidence. So, Brooke, we're going to make this a Keep the Wow, because Keep the Wow is all about confidence.
Yeah.
Your own, you know, when you make yourself proud. Proud of my 16-year-old's confidence. She made this chicken purse, and yes, she posted a picture of it. She made this chicken purse herself proudly, and along with her date, they walked into the promenade with Joanne the Chicken. This is a 6A school, so lots of people. I'm proud of my confident artist, who is also an old soul. You see the chicken? You see the picture of it? The chicken purse?
I haven't seen it.
It's just in the shape of a chicken.
Yeah.
And Are you going to rock that? You have to be confident.
You're going to rock that. Yeah, you need to have some eggs inside.
That kind of individuality will serve her well in her life, too.
It will.
She's probably going to be that cool person who wears the different colored glasses or the, you know what I mean?
That just kind being of, confident enough to do that at that age is a big deal, because at that age, so often you're trying to fit in instead of just standing out. And it's actually more brave to stand out. So celebrating her, Brooke, thank you for sending us that. Sam, I wanted to tell you this.
Yeah.
Nora sent in, maybe this is regarding your future possible dog.
Oh.
Because Gus is old and you're worried about that.
Let's not push him out the door
Sam,
yet.
Sam, maybe you could get a female dog next time, name her Augusta and call her Gus. That way when your mom says she, she'll be correct.
There you go. Because to Sam's mom, every dog is she.
Right. Yeah. And Nora also says, Jody, I also used to think all dogs were boys and cats were girls when I was little. I thought I was the only one. You're not, Nora. I thought that, too. It was an assumption.
Yeah, I also thought the two dogs in the neighborhood that I saw were fighting, and that's not what it turned out to be. But anyway, that's another story for another day.
Keep it coming. We love to hear from you. Your Hollywood Outsider is next.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
You know, there's something about a medical drama, and before there was Grey's Anatomy, remember, there was ER.
Forever.
George Clooney, too. Man, I didn't miss that show. So here's what's up. Actor Noah Wiley, who came to his fame on the show ER, he was so, so great. He is reuniting with the ER writers, both of them, for a new medical drama called The Pit. And it'll be about challenges that healthcare workers are facing today in today's America, which is very different. It'll be set in a modern day hospital in Pittsburgh. Yeah. It's called The Pit. Yeah, and guess when we're going to get it? Yeah. I mean, where we're going to get it? On Max.
Oh.
Yay! So a new show.
That means they can curse.
It's what?
They can curse.
So you're going to watch it, is what you're saying. Okay, and have you seen the story about the door from the Titanic selling at auction for more than $700,000? And this is the chunk of wood, the door, that Rose was up on and, you know, Jack wouldn't fit on.
So this isn't a real Titanic door? This is from the movie?
Oh, no. It's from the movie. It's movie memorabilia.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant a real Titanic door.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. The axe from The Shining was also sold at this auction. Mm-hmm. Indiana Jones's whip. No kidding.
Huh.
Nobody knows who bought them or whatever, but wouldn't it be cool that if somebody had all that stuff in one spot? Probably sold in Hollywood.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
More names for our four-legged furry friends.
Yeah, a creative dog names that I discovered at my vet. You guys ever in a doctor's office or a professional place and you look at something you're not supposed to?
Because I did. In a doctor's office?
Well, okay. The
Everything,
vet.
I mean, what would be there? Oh, okay.
I did this at the vet yesterday. Okay, so remember I had to stop by our vet, Murphy, and pick up Edie's diet food. Oh my gosh. I literally thought, can we just feed her less? This stuff is so expensive.
Yeah. How expensive is it?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because it's by prescription, which.
It's mobility and metabolic formula. It's diet food. And we're going to have her on this diet as long as she needs, because we want her mobility and metabolic rate to be right.
Something's working because she's bouncing around in the mornings now and all. And she's a different dog.
She's going to be in a bikini before it's over. Okay. So anyway, so I'm at the vet and I get this, you know, the shock of how much this small bag is going to be. I'm like, what?
It's prescription only. That's why. Yeah.
So I'm there to pick it up and the girl's doing her work in the computer about Edie for me, and I look down on the counter, and all the names of all the dogs and pets, cats and dogs, I assume, who are going to be there that day are you know, laid out per doctor. Like, one doctor gets one color, another doctor gets another color, so it's like,
cool.
And we were just talking about pet names yesterday,
right?
The number one dog names in America being Luna, Charlie, and Bella.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of those names. But I did see some really good dog names. You want to see?
Yeah.
Arya.
Oh.
That's sweet.
Well, yeah. And Arya became popular Game of Thrones thing. A lot of people have a dragon named Arya.
Yeah.
Although this is not an exotic vet. So
dragons are not real.
bearded dragon. Yeah. I mean, another name that was there, and I'm thinking, oh, this is probably a very gorgeous dog. Winston.
That's cool. I like that.
Ritzton's going to be here at 3 o'clock.
That's really ritzy. I like that a lot. Yeah.
I want to give you these. There's another dog named Cactus that was being seen yesterday.
Be careful petting her.
Yeah.
Right. Could be a cat. Ooh.
Oh.
And then the last one that was really fun, Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel was set to come over by the end of
That's
the day.
Cool. Yeah.
Just wanted to pass that along if you're looking for a great pet name.
I don't think you need to feel guilty about looking at those because HIPAA laws don't protect dogs, I don't think.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Jackson Hewitt.
Number one, did you catch that someone is waking up a mega billionaire today? Mega Millions had, a winner.
Yeah.
One ticket that matched all the numbers and the mega ball was sold in New Jersey. Oh. There were also 13 other, millionaires, overnight from other winnings. So everybody turns their attention now to the $865 million Powerball jackpot for tonight's drawing.
Okay.
Number two, the FAA, and this is important, warning us about flying during the total solar eclipse coming up April 8th. Expect delays with the airlines. They're warning pilots about the impact, especially in the 15 states that are in the path. And it could cause delays and flight rerouting all over the country.
Why? So if you're gonna they saying why?
If you're going to be... Because of the eclipse.
Well, you got Delta who's doing eclipse flights.
I know, but that's a different flight path. Dig into it, but they're saying expect delays if you plan to fly on that day.
Okay.
And number three, if you want to get a hot dog at Costco, you now will have to be a member, also effective on April the 8th. I never thought that anybody eating at the Costco food court didn't have a membership, but apparently it was a thing. So now the sign went up. You are required to be a member if you want to have items from our food court. You can join today. Please see our membership counter for details.
Yeah.
Those have been posted at Costco's everywhere.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
We all do impulse buying. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
That's why they have the impulse aisle in the grocery store, because they know it.
I'm feeling some serious guilt from Sam about this subject. Your whole body language changes when I've said the words impulse buy.
Yeah, because
we're gonna get to it.
I'm a bad victim of it.
You're the ripe customer for
us. Okay. I'm the sucker.
Okay, well, let's just lay it on the line. We're gonna get to why you do it and maybe how to slow that down, how to stop yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll take away my phone.
So okay, first lay it on the line. What category of things do you most often impulse buy?
May not be a surprise, but flashlights.
Okay.
Wow, you continue to buy them, huh?
Yeah,
I love them, but yeah.
Yes.
Do you?
I have.
How many do you have?
I probably have a dozen or so.
Okay,
it's
well,
not that
that's,
bad.
Yeah, that's not.
Like my son Will, his birthday's tomorrow, so I shipped him a gift.
Nice. A flashlight.
One of them's a flashlight, and another is a little clip-on light that also has a bottle opener. You can stand it up and everything.
Okay.
If you play your cards right, Murphy, maybe come Christmas.
I think he already has some flashlights from you from over the years.
Oh, yeah, it's one of the brightest ones, too.
I think today it is. I've got two more flashlights coming. They're these little tiny keychain flashlights.
How often do you use flashlights?
Not that much to be buying them
so
I am.
You're enamored with them.
I'm waiting for the power to go out.
That's cute. You're enamored with them.
Yes, I am.
Murphy, what will you admit to being an impulse buyer of? I think I know.
It's bag snacks,
yes!
For sure.
Oh, really?
Oh my gosh.
It's chips or whatever. Yeah, more than candy, more than anything like that. I'm a sucker for that.
And it's
I can avoid the candy temptation, but, even though I do love it, I'm a sucker if it's directly in front of me. But the impulse buy thing for me are snacks.
What I walked into the other day? You forgot to stash them away from me.
I wasn't trying to hide anything
from you.
Munchos.
I'd never had them.
Yeah.
And then you left them, you had opened them and eaten some of them, so I tried them.
Yeah.
They're light as air.
Well, they're right. They're potato snacks.
I've never had them before.
And the thing is, I was about to go complain to the manager at Walmart because they're on the bottom shelf where you can't really see them.
Yeah.
Munchos deserve much better product placement than that.
You can see them, though.
Yeah, that's where they also put the Crunch and Munch and Cracker Jack.
What, on the bottom?
Yeah, nobody looks for that stuff anymore.
Aw. Okay, well, coming up, how to stop yourself and the two reasons apparently we all impulse buy.
I want to know what your impulse buy is, Jody.
You do know it, I think. proud of you both for being really honest about what you buy, what you impulse buy. Sam is flashlights, Murphy is snacks, and that for sure is true. I will get in his car in the passenger seat to go somewhere and, like, snack bags fall out. It's like, oh, I know where you've been.
Well, or sometimes if I remember, it's like, hey, be careful, don't sit on that. Yeah. There's still half of
still
it left.
Save
it for later.
Yeah.
What's yours, Joey?
Well, let's see if Murphy can guess. What do you think I buy impulsively?
Impulsively, earrings.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say jewelry.
Oh.
It's not earrings?
Well, I mean, I guess it is in that category. I think fashion.
Purses?
Yeah.
So it's got to be shoes then.
No. Fashion. So earrings fall. Earrings do fall.
Oh, fashion in general is your impulse. Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
I'll see something last minute. Wow, I don't have that color top or that's a great deal on those jeans. That's one thing about the impulse buy for me. It's like, if it's a screaming deal, how can I leave it? You know?
That justifies everything.
Okay, flashlights.
Yeah, right, true.
So why are we all hooked on it? Because of a feeling. Our purchases that are impulse purchases are based on a feeling. You do it emotionally. And this is from a spending coach. And the word is two feelings that happen. Number one, who we want to be or who we think, who we want the world to think we are. So I guess that's where fashion would come in.
Okay.
Like a designer handbag. Like, so, man, look at that.
So vanity.
Vanity is that answer, yes. And the other one is who you want to be, who you want to become. I don't think your snacks have anything to do with that, though. See?
No.
I challenge this a little bit.
No, it has to do with the flavor. What is it called, you know, when you work, ironically, when you work out and you have that feeling afterwards, that's, what hormone
euphoria?
Is that?
Euphoria?
No, the hormone it produced.
Endorphins.
Yes, endorphins. I wonder if there's, because endorphins almost regulate everything. Yeah. I bet you endorphins are released when you enjoy something like a snack.
Right. It's very, it's funny to watch Murphy try to resist a snack.
Yeah.
He just can't do it. And that's so cute. To me, it's all like, where's the good deal?
Yeah.
Where's the good deal justification? Because if it's a screaming deal, it's so hard
for me to
lose.
You've conquered something.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
Got some really cool news about the upcoming Joker sequel movie where Lady Gaga will be joining Joaquin Phoenix.
Arthur, this is not the end. Just only the beginning.
The original Joker movie was so great and did so well, and they're doing this and adding her, and it looks like it's going to be crazy good. Well, now we know that it's going to lean heavily on music with her hanging around. You know, she's done a lot of movies with music included. Something we can A Star is Born. Okay, yeah. So this one, Joker 2, will be mostly a jukebox musical. They're going to use all these well-known songs that we all know and can sing along with.
Reinterpret.
They're going to burst into song with them. Only a couple
That can be fun, though, because you got to really... weird a movie with music involved.
That's why it's called jukebox musical. They're comparing it to like Moulin Rouge. You know these songs already, but they're going to be a part of the story. So look for that. I really like it. And we've got some Diddy the Aftermath news. We all know there was a federal raid on two of his homes earlier this week, and apparently he is ready to fight back. He's lawyered up.
Yeah.
And the attorney's statement is that this unprecedented ambush paired with an advanced coordinated media presence, it was a premature rush to judgment, and this is nothing more than a witch hunt based on meritless accusations made in civil lawsuits.
Used all the right words
that
there.
That is an attorney language.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Chick-fil-A.
Got a whole lot of pizza news for us today.
And a
killer McDonald's story, but I got to get to the pizzas first. Papa John's is launching a new crispy cupy-roni pizza.
Oh, the cup pepperoni.
Yeah, and you can get it in their papadilla as well, and also the little bites that they do, the knots. They're going to have the cup pepperoni and everything.
Okay, you love that, don't you?
Oh, those
crispiness
things are great
on the outside.
They're crispy, and they hold a little pool of grease.
Yeah.
The other Papa Murphy's has introduced triple pepperoni pizza.
Okay.
Triple meaning not that it has three times as much. It's got
three different kinds.
Cupping pepperoni.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Classic pepperoni and giant pepperoni.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've had giant pepperoni.
You want more pizza news?
Yes.
California Pizza Kitchen is bringing back the tostada pizza. Apparently, they took it off the menu. Everybody went nuts, and so they are bringing it back.
I didn't know of it.
It's a regular pizza, but they put like tostada toppings on it.
Okay. Got it.
And finally, get ready for this one. Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
They are offering any large pizza on Eclipse Day
April the 8th, mm-hmm. and it's called Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Okay.
So
got
great.
It.
You win. 12, you win for marketing for the eclipse right there.
$12 for any large pizza, up to 10 toppings, crispy hand-tossed pan, you name it.
So I guess if you're That's not cute. Ordering online, they'll be answering the phone that way that day.
Singing to you.
Yeah, right.
All right. Big That's McDonald's cute. News is they announced that they are partnering with Krispy Kreme, and they're going to have Krispy Kreme donuts in every McDonald's in this country in the next 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're going to start later this year rolling it out. And the reason it's taking them so long, number one, they got to get to all the McDonald's. Number two, Krispy Kreme's like, what? How many?
Right.
So they have to ramp up their production.
For sure.
Yeah. But you're going to be able to get donuts at McDonald's.
You know, I'm not a huge donut person. So do you have to have it hot? Will it be hot? Isn't that a thing?
We'll work on that down the road.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to see. I've heated them up at home.
I do know they'll be fresh. That's what the whole, they got to be able to get it to them quick.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Flamin' Hot Lay's stuff is getting a makeover. They've decided to branch off and make Flamin' Hot its own brand now.
Okay. Nice.
So all the bags are changing. You're going to see everything in black bags.
Okay.
And everything that's Flamin' Hot. There's like 25 different products, mac and cheese, all the chips and all that stuff. So start looking. When you see the black bags, that's the only thing that's changed.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today.